Welcome to Lemons and Limes, the David and Abigail show. I'm David, and this is my co-host and sister, Abigail.
I'm here.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you? And you're coming from, well, you're not coming from, but you're in California.
That is true.
And I'm in upstate New York.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting we should, like, briefly explain that. So this is a show about me and Abby. and it's not really about anything particular. Do we have a theme? I don't think we have a theme.
That's what everyone keeps asking me, and I have no idea what to say. I think we're just like, it's just our lives. I don't know.
Yeah, it's mostly like, sometimes people call it like satire. I don't know if that's the right way to put it, though. But like, that's a really weird word. like, I don't know. I guess I categorize it as comedic, just because like that's the best like category for the podcast,
because we think we're so funny.
Yeah, we're hilarious, you know.
It's cabbage.
It's very cabbage. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's a weird thing to describe to people. I just describe it as like it's just my sister and I basically just like hanging out and
it happened to be recorded
podcast form. Yeah. So.
But for some people that we don't need to derail. Well, we haven't actually railed on anything yet, but we don't need to like.
We haven't railed on anything.
That doesn't even make sense. Anyway, so what was I saying? Anyway, this is what we're doing. Okay, let's just start. Okay.
Let's start the podcast. Woo!
Okay.
All right, well, welcome back, guys. We're very happy you're here. This is episode 7, which is crazy that we've been, like, making this many episodes already. And by now, we've already published 3 of them, which is cool. So, yeah.
But although the number 7 is the number of completion,
true.
Does that mean that we are complete?
We're not done.
We are not done yet.
No, I don't know how this would ever end, honestly.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So,
how are you?
I am doing pretty good. I don't think I'm going to start by talking about this, but I just had a dentist appointment, but it went well, so like I'm pretty good, you know? Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah. Cool. Actually, you know what? I'll start with that just because it's a very short thing, but like I'm going to have my wisdom teeth taken out, so like I'll just like mention that because when it happens, then I'll probably talk about the experience of that, but it's a pretty common thing to have come out, you know, so that's mostly why I went to the dentist, because I hadn't been in a while, because it's interesting, because I'll just like touch on this briefly, but like when you move, you have to like figure out all these new things that you need, like where you're gonna get your haircut, you know, like all your like typical like restaurants are gone, you know. And like your normal stores are gone, you know, and then like
move states.
Yeah. And then like you hope that like, you know, you have friends and stuff, which fortunately I did. Like that was pretty covered. And yeah, but like, and then there's like things like a doctor and a dentist, and like I'm grateful that like my insurance through my work like has like a really good like system and has really good doctors, so I'm like glad for that. And the dentist office I found is actually really great, and I really like the people there, and I'm glad it didn't like take me like searching all these different dentists or whatever to like find a good one. So, first try. Woo. But yeah, so I'll keep you guys posted on post wisdom teeth surgery extraction. So that's cool.
Cool.
But yeah, I think the thing I really want to talk about though was the other day, 2 days ago was Sunday. And I went to another concert. It feels like I was just I think last episode I was just talking about a concert. Like it seems like I go to concerts a lot. And the fact is true. Well, okay, so growing up, at least I did. I don't think you did as much, unfortunately. But I remember going to a lot of concerts growing up, and it was mostly because of our older sister, and she really liked going to them, and she would go with her friends, and then my dad would end up like driving or something like that, you know, and then because I was old enough, I would end up going with them. And then it was also too, like, there was a couple times where they drove like a while, and it was like mostly like girls, and so like my dad was like didn't want to like just drive with the girls. He like had me come too, like, so it wasn't like inappropriate, you know. So like I went to a lot of concerts like growing up, and like we have a decent amount of like specifically like Christian music festivals like in the area we grew up in. So like we would see like quite a few bands and stuff, and some of the local like arena, or well, not arenas, but like local like theaters and stuff would like have some bands that would come through as well. But it's interesting, since I've moved, and even more specifically since I've been dating my girlfriend, her and I both really love music. We're both like in the boat, and I think I remember talking about this a little bit in one of the podcasts, but like we're both in the boat of like we wish like we knew how to play an instrument like as like better than we do. Like I have a basic knowledge of both guitar and like keyboard, but like I don't know enough of either. But I can sing, but like that doesn't get me very far when I don't know an instrument. She can sing too, but she's female, so that's like a little bit easier for her, just because like it's a little more typical for like a female to like either background sing, and she can harmonize really well. So anyway, so we both really love music, and we both like share music with each other, and stuff like that. And so it sort of turned into our thing to like go to concerts. And we've only been dating like a year and a half, and we've gone to 4 concerts this year, which is crazy. Like I can't believe we've already gone to so many. There would have been, if we went to all the ones I wanted to go to, it would have been 6 actually already this year. But the other one we were gonna try to go to, and Abby was gonna try to come to if possible, was for Paramore. And those tickets sold out so fast, my head spun. It was crazy, and I was very disappointed. And then, so earlier this year, what?
We are possibly going to. Well, it's not a concert, but it's like comedian.
Yeah, at the end of the year, we're gonna go see Angela Johnson.
Angela Johnson.
So we're gonna. She's like playing at like a comedy club that's like near where I live. Here, and Abby is, it's like around Christmas, and Abby was already like kind of planning like on coming here like a little after Christmas, like into the new year. So which is also when we'll probably end up recording other podcasts, like around Christmas, actually probably more than one, because we'll be like together for like a while. So
yeah,
but yeah, so so the concert I went to on Sunday was it was actually pretty close to where I live. I was surprised. It was for Jeremy Camp, who's a Christian artist, if you don't know. He's very Christian. But it was, oh my gosh, it was so good. And it was like in this like tiny, not like super tiny, it was like a medium sized like theater, but it was like kind of old, but like nice, you know, and it still had like a bunch of lights and stuff too, though. It was just, I don't know, it was just such a great performance, and I was super excited. And like, it wasn't just my girlfriend and I, we got to bring our, 3 of our friends too, which was awesome. And it was funny because we had two different people back out, and then we had to like get the tickets away. So like Todd, my girlfriend, her sister was going to come, but then she had to back out. And then one of our friends that we originally invited had to back out because he got called into work, and he's like, I kind of forgot, and I can't really like get out of it, and I have to go to work, and it's like crap. So we ended up inviting 2 of our other friends, and it worked out really well. So, and
cool. It was, yeah, if you didn't see his fun. Stories, stories, you missed out. Because
yeah.
It was
really cool. It was such a good concert. I loved it so much. But yeah. All the concerts I've been to this year so far have been in, earlier this year, we went to go see 21 Pilots, which was awesome. And then, a little bit later, we got to go see, Red and Breaking Benjamin, which Red and Breaking Benjamin are 2 of my favorite bands, like, of all time. And they were both playing together. And I about lost my mind. I was like, when I saw that they were both, well, so it was funny because like, I forgot which one it was, but like one of them had announced like some more tour dates, and I was like, oh, like they're coming, like they're gonna, like they announced some more, and like, oh, that's not that close though. And then all of a sudden, it showed Red Breaking Benjamin in San Francisco, and I was like, oh my gosh. And I texted my girlfriend, and I was like freaking out. And then I called her. I was like, "Honey, we need to go." And I was just like, "I don't know." Like, I'm like, "We'll just figure it out." Like, I'm buying tickets, and we're going to figure it out, you know? Because it was on a Thursday night, which is like not so convenient for like work the next day, especially because like we have to like drive and go to San Francisco, which is not too far, but like it's still like a trip, you know? And like it takes some like planning. And the concert was like at 7, I think, p.m., if I remember correctly. So, yeah, that was like one of the highlights of my entire life. Like, that was amazing to see both of them in concert. And then I talked about it, I think, last podcast. I went to go see Boyce Avenue, which they were playing also in San Francisco. And then we just went to go see Jeremy Camp, so... That's already 4 concerts this year, which is crazy. And I'm actually kind of secretly hoping I can go to at least one more this year. So I'm kind of like keeping my eyes out for things. But I'm actually already looking at concerts for next year, which is funny. So.
Well then.
Yeah.
What was the one for March?
Walk of the Earth is going to be.
Walk of the Earth, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be. They're going to be playing in San Francisco.
That'd be super cool. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I sent it to Abby because I'm like, I know you like them. And it would be awesome. I can't remember when last year, but sometime in spring last year you came to visit. I think it was last year.
Maybe
it was the year before.
April-ish.
Yeah, so.
It was this year, yeah.
If, like, you did want to visit, like, that would probably be a good time, you know? But yeah.
I need the monies.
Yeah, there's that. Sucks. Rich
monies.
Well, you know, maybe we'll both strike it rich within like a couple months, you know?
We'll get like a bajillion dollars.
Yeah. If you want to go to our GoFundMe. No, I'm just joking.
Go to our GoFundMe to fund us to fly back and forth to see each other.
Yeah.
And podcast.
And road trip. Woo.
Road trip.
Oh my gosh, we'll road trip on the airplane. Or what? What did I just say?
What?
What? Let me start that over. We'll podcast on the airplane.
Oh my gosh. They would, like, arrest us.
I don't think we'd be arrested. We would just be really annoying.
They would... People would get really upset, like...
Can you imagine, like, the person, like, sitting with us and we're just, like, doing a podcast?
We would have to make sure no one is sitting with us.
Yeah.
Like,
or, like, have it be, like, my girlfriend or something.
Paid for, like, already. Like, just an empty seat paid for.
Or if my, like, girlfriend was with us, you know.
Oh, well, that could be, too. She could be quiet.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it like that. I just mean like...
She's going to listen to this, and she's going to text you so fast.
Yeah, like in 4 weeks.
Like, how dare you? Anyway.
No, I'm just kidding.
Anyway.
I didn't mean it like that.
So those are my concert excursions, and I was joking with my girlfriend. I was, like, saying, I was like, can, like, going to concerts be our thing? She's like, honey, it, like, already is our thing. I'm like, cool. So...
Can it be a thing? Oh, no, it is already.
She's like, honey, it is
just
our...
call it what it is.
It is our thing. Like, awesome. Let's keep doing that. So, oh my gosh, I love going to concerts. It's gonna sound so weird describing it like this, but, like, there's, like, this weird, like, when you're listening to music like that live, and especially, like, a band, like, you really love and enjoy and know, like, the songs, like, there's, like, this adrenaline rush, and it's almost like a high, which is a really weird way of putting it, but, like... I just love that feeling and, like, love, like, seeing them, like, in person and then, like, experiencing all this, like, emotion and songs, like, with them in person it's awesome. It's the reason why I go to so many concerts, I guess. Like, I can't get enough of that. I just think it's so great.
Oh, yeah.
I think if you like music in general, like, if you've never actually been to a concert, like, one of my friends, he was like, this is, like, my first, like, legit concert. I was like, that's crazy to me. So hi, how's your life?
So Halloween's coming up soon.
Oh my gosh.
And so so first of all, we didn't grow up, like, me and David didn't really grow up like in a house where we really celebrate Halloween.
No.
Or at least, like, we didn't do anything. We wouldn't really dress up or anything like that.
We would do, like, church equivalent type things, like harvest parties. Yeah.
Harvest parties.
I like how we both jinxed each other on that. That was great.
Yeah. Anyway, we don't need to get into all that. But anyway, so, like, now at the, at the church I'm at, like, I've been there for a few years, but it's not like they do more of that kind of stuff, which I'm totally fine with. So, oh yeah, so my church group, there's like a handful of us that are like in a church group, and there's like a bunch of church groups, but we are one of them, and we're doing like a Halloween party, and we're actually doing it on the 1st of November, the day after Halloween, because we meet on Wednesdays, and that's the day after Halloween.
Yeah.
So, because Halloween's on Tuesday. And then, so we can get candy half off.
Oh, wow, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So, I know, I'm afraid all the good stuff will be gone, though, but I don't know. Yeah, so what we did was, so we all wrote down, like an outfit or, like, something you'd want someone to be, like, on a piece of paper or something, and you put it in a hat. And,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And so some of us, like, including myself, wrote a few of them because there were some people that weren't there. So I wrote, like, 3 or 4 of them. And so I was like, okay, I might get one of my own. And so we put all our names, or all our things, not our names, all our costumes, you know, in the hat that we thought of. And we each picked one out. I did get my own. And I didn't think I would get this, but I got bacon.
Just bacon.
It's just bacon. Like, it doesn't even say, like, be, like, a bacon something, whatever. Like, it's just bacon. Like, because I did it. Like, I just wrote bacon because I thought it'd be funny. Like, oh, if someone gets that, they have to figure that out. Like, it's be bacon, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was like, I should get, like, super creative with this. Like, I should make, like, a costume and, like, print out all these, like, pictures of bacon and, like, tape it onto it. But, uh-huh. Like, then I was like, that's not creative. That's just really, like, messy. So then I realized maybe this is actually a thing to wear for Halloween. Like, it's not actually, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not the only one.
Right.
That has had to be bacon.
So, the only one.
Or want to be bacon. I don't know. People might want to be bacon. But I looked on Amazon. I'm not going to a Halloween store to look for a bacon outfit, okay? I'm not going to go in and be like, they're going to be like, okay, what are you looking for? Oh, bacon.
I'm just looking for bacon.
I'm looking for bacon. Bacon. So, no, I went on Amazon and I found a bacon jumpsuit. Literally a jumpsuit of bacon, of a bacon strip.
Oh my gosh.
And I guess what came with it? But, well, if you ordered it with it. Like, I didn't order it with it, but if you wanted to, you could get a fried egg suit with it.
A fried egg suit. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Oh my gosh. And like
a pear. Like, you and Todd could be like a fried egg and bacon.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Well, it was so funny, too, because, like, before we started, you, like, kind of accidentally, like, said something about bacon, jump, like, a bacon something, and I'm like, what? And you're like, oh, nothing, I didn't, nope.
That was really funny. And I'm like, never mind, I'll talk about it on the podcast.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's just, like, I feel like this was bound to happen because I wrote more than one, but.
Yeah.
Like, it's just really funny because I met my own fate, and I was like, you know. But anyway, so someone suggested a friend of mine in my group that I make bacon mistletoe and put it like over my head.
Oh my gosh.
Like, so it's like out of a real piece of strip of bacon.
Yeah.
So it's like hanging over my head, you know?
Yeah.
Or like, you know, like a bacon like antenna kind of thing.
Right.
I don't know. But like, I was afraid to do that because like they have dogs, like big dogs. Like, oh. I mean, like Great Bernese Mountain Dog and a Newfoundland. Like, they're huge. Like, they would jump on me and eat the bacon.
Right. Like, or your face or whatever.
Or my face, yeah. No, they're not like mean. Like,
I know,
like,
yeah.
Or mean. They would just eat the bacon. And then
well,
leave.
Could you put like fake bacon? Like on a thing?
I guess maybe. I don't know. I mean, because I feel like I need... Well, I don't know if there's any... I haven't actually...
It's a lot to think about.
I haven't actually tried it on yet, so I'm actually not even sure if it fits yet, but it said, like, one size fits most.
Most? One size fits most? That's a weird way of putting it.
For adults. It's an adult one.
It's like when you get socks that say one size fits all, but they're ginormous, and you're like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, so, well, because you're a really small dude.
Well, listen.
We don't need to get into that. Yeah, but, so... No, but the thing is, like, if you look at the picture of it, I can send it to you. Well, maybe you can just see it when I have it on, but, like, it's, like, going over your head, like, the bacon strip.
Yeah.
So it'd be, like, up in the air, you know, like,
I just
don't know.
I just can't wait for you to be, like, driving to your group and, like...
Oh, my God!
And then just rolling up, like, hi, I'm bacon.
I, like, forgot about that I would actually, like, be, like... driving in it.
I oh my gosh, I just want I want to know, like, what people think, like, if they look at you, like, at a stoplight or something and wonder, like, what.
Oh my gosh, that's like, well, it'd be Halloween, the day after Halloween, so I guess it wouldn't be that weird.
Only just a little bit weird, but yeah.
But, like, there was this one on Amazon that was like a bacon rasher costume that's like raw bacon. I'm like, that looks gross.
That's weird. Oh yeah, it's probably, like, supposed to be, like, creepy, you know?
I guess that's true. Well, the guy's, like, naked all around it, besides the part of the bacon.
That's kind of weird.
Like, the jumpsuit I got is, like, black. Like it's, like, black all around, and then, like, there's, like, the big strip of bacon in the front and the back. Uh-huh. Well, I think at least in the front. It should be in the back, too. I don't know.
Yeah. I can kind of imagine what it would look like.
I need to try it on.
Yeah. I wish this was a video podcast, you know?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
We'll have to post a picture with this episode.
David, I gotta talk to you about the Wegmans mac and cheese.
Yeah, so what is going on? Like, earlier you sent me a photo of, like, it looks different, right?
Okay, so, yeah. I didn't notice... Well, actually, yeah, the regular one looked different, too. Like, okay, so this is Wegmans brand, you know, Wegmans, the grocery store, Wegmans brand, box macaroni and cheese. This is, like, David's favorite box macaroni and cheese flavor, yeah. Or not flavor, but I mean, like, type. Sorry, that song by the Chainsmokers just, like, popped in my head. Just my type.
Oh, my gosh. That song gets stuck in my head a lot for some reason.
Like, yeah, I know, right? It's, like, really catchy.
I think that song in particular is very catchy for some strange reason.
It is.
Like, and I don't even feel like that, you know?
I know, right? Yeah. It's like, yeah. Well, anyway. So, we'll move on. So, they changed the packaging. Mm-hmm. Of it, but the white cheddar shells look the same.
Okay.
Okay.
Which are very good, by the way.
Yeah. So, it's weird. So, but, okay. Let me pose a question to you first real quick. Do you remember the white cheddar shells tasting that good before?
Like in the past?
Yeah.
I don't think until, like, somewhat recently we started, like, liking them and getting them.
Because I think we didn't like them before.
We might not have.
We forgot that we didn't, and then we got them again, and then we liked them.
Yeah, like, that sounds
about... Well, I at least probably did that. I do that all the time, so...
Yeah. I mean, that does sound right. Like, I think we did try it years ago, and then we were like, nah. And then we tried it again, and we were like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. You know?
Okay, do you know why, though? So, okay, what... The thing is that... They're... Okay, so... With all their, like, food for, like, a long time now, and I knew this, but I kind of, like, tend to forget. Like, with all their food, they call it, like, their tagline at Wegmans is, like, food you feel good about.
Right.
So, like, they're slowly trying to make every single product that they have something that, like, they would feel good about selling, like, as far as, like, not having any, unnatural dyes or flavors or preservatives or anything like that.
Yeah.
So they literally said, like, okay, so what happened was that I went and got, I was just personally getting this mac and cheese for myself. And I saw this, and I sent it, like David said, I sent the picture to him that it looked different.
Yeah.
But I bought it, and like, I don't know, I just had like, to, I don't know, I just had this feeling maybe I should ask about it after I checked out. So I went up to customer service. I was like, what's the deal with this? Like, is it like, why does it look obnoxiously like,
purple,
weird, and purple, yeah, and like orange, like that fake orange, like it used to be like blue and a little bit of orange, and like,
yeah,
I don't know, I was just like wondering what the deal was, and they're like, oh, well, it's really just because they actually changed like the mac and cheese itself.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I'm like, what? And they're like, well, this isn't really actually how it happened, but it's kind of like how it happened in my head, but
in your head, right?
Yeah, but like, he was, like, saying how, because of the food you feel good about.
Yeah.
Like, he said they were still selling the old one that they didn't feel good about, I guess.
Oh, my gosh.
And, like, now they made the food you feel good about one. And yeah. Now they have, like, the banner across it that says food you feel good about. I don't know if you noticed that.
Huh.
But, like, and then the packaging is different because, like, of course they have to do that.
Yeah.
Now, because it's a different, like, product, basically, now. But he says, like, they did that with the white cheddar one, or the white cheddar shells, too.
Oh, interesting.
A while ago. But for some reason, they did that first. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Maybe because it's more wholesome, like, food with, like, the white. You know, it's not, like, orange, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's not like it's organic or anything. It's just different. And he said, like, it shouldn't taste much different. He doesn't know from personal experience. This isn't, like, a guy who's, like, really, like, you know... Like, he was actually young, and he was, like, really knowledgeable, you know?
Yeah.
And he's probably, like, not much older than me, actually. But he really knew a lot about this. But he was saying, like, go ahead and try it at home. And if you don't like it, like, you can, like, tell us, like, online. He was telling me how to go online and tell, like, people about it, like, at Wegmans. And, like, he's like, you can even go to, like, individual stores and, like, leave, like, comments and stuff, like, in their comment boxes and stuff. And
yeah.
Because it goes directly, because those go directly to the managers.
Oh, okay.
At the stores. So, like, he said, like, if it's, like, a problem where, like, people are, like, everyone's, like, oh, it tastes horrible, like, they'll find out about it and fix it. Like.
Yeah.
You know? But, like he said, like, as far as he knew, it should taste fine still. Like, it might even just taste the same or even better. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he said, like, basically the ingredients just change so that it's, like, all natural. Like, no artificial, like I said before, all that stuff. So.
I guess that's good. Anyway.
Man. I'm going to try it for you and see if it's okay. I mean, obviously, yeah. I'll send some to you and have you taste it yourself. But the white char shells, that family pack I got for you, that's, like, the same you
had before. Wait, that's for me?
Yeah, that's for you.
Oh, my gosh. It's so big.
I thought you knew that I got that for you.
Oh, I didn't. I mean, maybe that's what you said, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It did put two and two together.
They start making family packs of those, so I bought one for you when I saw it.
That is...
I don't need all that.
Well, you know. I mean, we could split it up if you want to,
like,
send some of it.
I'm not, like... I don't live in an apartment, like, you know, like... I mean, yourself. I know you live with Zach, but Zach doesn't cook for you, so...
No.
You don't cook for each other, so...
No. I mean, the only people who cook in this apartment is you and Tatiana.
And Tat?
Yeah, So...
Yeah. So, that rules out all the people that actually live there.
Yeah, I mean, like, we've made very basic things. You know what's so funny? Actually, and I forgot to write this down, but I was thinking about this the other day. I have been wanting to, like, cook, like, try to cook things for, like, a long time. You know what I mean? Like, I know you and I have had this conversation, like, 6 million times, you know? And I have a desire, but then my motivation is not there. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, I want to know how to cook. I want to be able to, like, make things, even if it's not, like, super, it doesn't have to be super complicated, but, like, there are recipes that are really not that hard, you know? And, like, I've helped, like, you make food, and I've helped, like, Tot make food, and it's like, it's not that hard. I just don't put in effort, you know. But I think it'd be funny to, like, try to do it and then, like, record myself or something doing it, you know, like, make, like, a video like that, like, might help motivate me a little bit.
Well, you've done that before.
I did. I have, like, an old video of me making box spaghetti and cheese, And it's
that's not really the same though. That's
no,
like
it's
boxed
not.
Macaroni and cheese. Like,
well, that's why I need to make the comeback and be like, we're gonna make macaroni and cheese from scratch. You know?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Cause like
that's so funny because like that's like the video, the one with the box macaroni and cheese that you make, like that has like the most views of any videos you've like ever made.
At least in regards to that, I have some tech videos that actually have quite a few views, but that's because tech is very
techy.
Yeah, like tech is a little bit different than just like, but you're right though, like that's one of like out of just like a random video, that's like one of my most viewed. And it's most well known around my friends, which is so strange. Like some people I knew from when I was in Europe, like somehow like started talking about this video, and then like even when I wasn't there the year after in Europe, people were talking about my video, and I'm just like, this is so strange to me.
But that's weird.
It's like it's very popular among like friends that I know, which I think is really funny. So yeah. Yeah, I need to make my comeback and like do like cooking with David or something, you know, and like just like trying to cook things and like see how badly or okay it goes, you know.
I'm sure it would be pretty funny. I mean,
I just imagine like segments of like me like calling you, like asking you random questions, you know.
Oh yeah,
like call you, yeah, like Skype you through or something, be like, Abby, is it supposed to look like this? And you're like, what are you doing?
Oh, it's not supposed to be like that. You're supposed to do it like this. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I'll let you guys know if that turns into something, because I've been wanting to like get back into like recording things again. Like I've mentioned before, like I've done some stuff like on YouTube, but nothing ever very consistent. But it's fun. I like doing it. I just haven't like I've mostly just been like work is very tiresome, my job right now, so it's a little hard to like again find motivation, but like hopefully if I can kind of get past that, I can start like doing some stuff like this again, because it's fun. I really like doing it, so. And I think it would be a fun thing to like have like a little like series on of me trying to cook things, you know. So
yeah, that would be pretty funny.
Yeah, and you all can watch it. So yeah,
I'm going. Oh, what?
Oh no, we were both gonna start at the same time.
No, go ahead.
No, you go.
No, you go.
No, you.
No, you.
Okay, I will. Yeah. Anyway, so I've been kind of going back and forth about going to the gym again, and so let me start by saying that like when I still lived in New York, I had a gym membership, and I was actually going pretty often. At one point I was going like almost every day, because I was at that time I was between jobs, and it was before I was going to Europe, so I had like time to kill, and I was working. I was working, but I was doing like contract stuff, so like it wasn't like consistent hours. It was just like when they needed me, kind of thing. So anyway, and then I was doing physical therapy because I've had problems with my knees, and I've been trying to like, you know, fix that. So I was going like real hard in the gym, like for a while, and then I went to Europe, and then I came home, and then I was still kind of doing it. And then I moved, and then I was still kind of going, but not really. And then I ended up canceling it, cause I definitely wasn't going, cause it was like unnecessary. But recently I decided to get back into it. So,
well,
yeah. So I, but the first thing I did was I actually tried out another gym that was in the area. They offered like, most gyms will do this actually. They'll give you like a pass for like a few days or like a week or something. They actually didn't even charge me. Sometimes they'll charge you like $5 or something for like a few day pass, but they didn't even do that. So they gave me like a trial, and I tried it out. It was a nice gym, but like, I decided to go back to the one, and I won't say the name, but I decided to go back to the one I went before, just because it's, the other one is so, there's more of them all around the country, and I got the premium membership where I can go to any of them, which is nice. So like, if I'm in New York, I can go to that gym. So like that's cool. And there's
this is the one I think you're thinking of.
Yeah.
You're talking about?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. And then there's also more than one like in my area. So like I can go to one or the other. So that's nice. So yeah, I don't know. It just made more sense. And The other cool thing is that my work right now, my current job, they comp 75% of a gym membership. So like, that's not that, like, that's pretty good. Like, you know, like I'm only paying 25% of a gym membership. So that's kind of nice, you know? So I just restarted my membership and I'm going to start going again. I was going to go yesterday, but I was exhausted and I didn't go, but I was tired from the concert, to be fair. I was like really, really tired. Like just kind of like worn out from like all the festivities from the evening. And then I would have went today, but we're recording today. So, which is not your fault, Abby, just by the way, but
it's all my fault.
Yeah. So I'm definitely going tomorrow. That's my plan. And I can't go on Thursday cause I have church stuff on Thursday, so I can't do that. I might go Friday. We'll see. But I realized that, one of the gyms is 5 minutes from my apartment. I didn't realize that that one was right there. So that's cool. So I could go there really easily. And then even if I went like a Saturday, it wouldn't like feel like I was wasting a lot of like time, like getting over there. Cause it's like right down the road, which is kind of crazy. So, and some of my friends go to that gym too. So that's also another cool thing. Like I can maybe end up going with my friends again, especially when, one of my friends comes back, he's out of the country right now. But when he comes back, the three bros, we might end up going to the gym again. So together. So that's cool. Anyway.
Cool.
I just wanted to start going again for my overall health and well-being. And I know, like, all I do now is, like, sit at a desk. And my previous job, I actually worked at a college. And all I was, like, most of my day was me running all over the college. And that was great. I actually loved that a lot. But my current job is mostly a desk job. And I do get to go out, which is great, but, like, not a lot. Not as much as I would like. Like I do get to go out in the field, which is cool. And yeah, so I don't know. I just feel like, I'm a very small person. I'm not very athletic and I could use some strengthening, like, just in general for my body with like my legs, my arms. And like, I'm not looking to like get really ripped or anything. I just want to be more healthy, you know?
Yeah.
So.
No, I get it. I don't know, like, I want to, like, go to the gym, but, like, I mean, I kind of don't, though, too, but, like, I still have, like, asthma problems,
oh,
like,
yeah.
And, like, I definitely can't, like, run or anything like that, because of my back, I have a hard time with my back and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, I can use, like, if my asthma wasn't a problem, I could use elliptical or stair-stepper type thing or whatever, but
yeah.
Cardio, but anyway, what I can do now is walk.
Oh, I love walking.
And, like, I can interval walk, too. Have you ever heard of that?
I think so.
You know what interval training is? Like, it's like that with, like, walking. It's like you like, pace yourself for, like, a certain way.
Oh, okay.
For, like, a certain amount of time. Then you slow down.
Okay.
Then you go faster. Then you slow down. Then you go faster, you know?
Yeah, that's...
Because, like...
That's kind of what I imagined you meant, yeah.
Yeah, like, if you... like, or for me, if I were to, like, fast-paced walk the whole time... I could have an asthma problem just from fast-paced walking.
Yeah.
But if I interval, like, do it, then...
Then you're, like, pacing yourself, so...
Yeah. Yeah, like, literally pacing yourself.
Literally pacing yourself, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense, yeah.
And then at the same time, actually, it's actually... I don't know, like, how reliable this is, but I think it's reliable from the person that told me this, because I trust this person. He's a chiropractor. He's actually a chiropractor. He's
oh.
a doctor.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's great.
But, like, he's, like, super smart, and he's always, like, studying things.
Yeah.
Like, but, like, always, like new things and stuff. And he was telling me about interval walking and stuff, and he was saying how, actually, like, interval walking can be just as good for your heart as, like, cardio, like, a regular, like, cardio, like, what you think of, like, cardio exercise, like, running
yeah.
or, like, you know, like, using elliptical or whatever, or... some other kind of interval training or whatever, because, like, I guess, like, studies are showing that recently.
Yeah, that's cool.
Or, like, maybe, like, last year, I think they're showing that, like, because, like, it's, like, raising your heart rate enough for enough time that, like, I think, like, the way he told me to do it was, like, go fast for, like, 30 seconds and then, like, normal speed for, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then keep doing that for like, or maybe like a minute and a half or something, go normal speed.
Yeah.
And then keep doing that for like half an hour or to 45 minutes or whatever. And like, it raises your heart rate enough for like enough period of time that like, I don't know, he said something about like the ebb and flow of like going back and forth, like does something and like raising it up enough, like actually mimics like running or like, you know, it won't give you the strength that like running does or like the elliptical does or whatever you use gives you like for your body, but it'll give you whatever strength walking does, you know, but at least it's good for your heart. And then also he said like the part that helps with your brain, it does that too. I almost forgot about that.
Yeah.
Like the stuff like the neurotransmitters and stuff like helps with like anxiety or depression or whatever.
Yeah.
As I'm saying this, I'm like thinking like how much I should be walking like not, you know, like
well, and
because and now it's getting colder out where I live too, so it's like kind of sucks because it's gonna get like wintry and I don't like walking in the winter. And
the fall is a decent time to walk though.
Yeah, maybe I could just I like walking around the neighborhood honestly.
I've been walking during my lunches at work actually because it's been nice out. Yeah, like I'll take lunch like I have like an hour and I'll just walk. Like I'll eat, like I take my lunch at like 3 p.m., which is hilarious. But the reason is because we have other techs that take lunch earlier, and I just don't care. Like I don't mind taking it later. So I'll take like basically my break. Like I'll eat like at any other time during the day because I'm hungry. Like I'll just eat at my desk while I'm working, and then like at like 3 or so, I usually will just like actually take my break, my hour break, and then I'll like go for a walk or something, you know. But now that I'm going to the gym, though, I don't know if I'll keep doing that, but, like, and then it will get pretty cold here, too. Not yet, but, like, pretty soon, so, yeah. But, yeah, no, that's good, though. And, like, and you mentioned, like, even about, well, like, and not to get too real, but, like, you know, I want to do it for, like, my overall, like, well-being. Like, even like, mental stability, too. Like, I feel like doing something like that, like exerting like that amount of energy might help me, you know, like even keep me like more, like keep my head more clear or like, you know, put like, is it like anger, not anger, maybe that's not the right way of putting it, but like, you know, physically exerting myself might help like just in general with everything. So, you know,
it's okay if you have anger.
Well, I mean, like when I say anger is what I mean, like, my job sometimes stresses me out, you know, like where I get like, it's I don't want to get into it too much, but like, you know, when you can deal with difficult situations, you know, and it just gets upsetting, you know, and it's good to have like an outlet to like, you know, to kind of get that out in a way, I guess you can say, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like the word you use, exerting, is like a really good word for it too, because it's like you're like forcing your body to do something it wouldn't naturally do.
Yeah.
And then in turn like cause it to react a certain way in from doing that, you know, so
yeah, exactly,
like in the way it reacts is like obviously like physically, but you can also react from it in an emotional way or like not like you like start crying when you're like working out. I don't mean like that. Like,
I mean, I always,
oh my gosh, this is so good. Like,
I mean, I always like start shedding tears. I just start bawling uncontrollably.
No, I just mean like later on you feel less depressed because of it or less anxious because you let out all that stress.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
In working out, you know what
and
I mean?
And that's kind of like what I mean. Yeah. And you know,
like you're, like you said, you're exerting that like energy that you have. So
yeah,
it's just, it releases that energy. But sometimes like you don't always feel, I know in my experience, like, I get discouraged with, like, working out because I know I don't always feel, like, all better from,
yeah,
you know, like, I feel worse sometimes, but, like, you know, you have to keep doing it and then, like, eventually you see, like, it, results, you know?
Exactly. And I'm hoping to go at least a couple times a week, you know?
That's cool, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good goal, at least a couple times a week, not like 3 or 4 times a week.
Yeah,
like some,
I mean,
people,
I'm not,
like, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but I mean, like, I know some people like overachieve and they're like, oh my gosh, I work 9 to 5 or, and like, or 8 to 5, and I go like 3-4 times a week, and like I have 4 kids and like five, you know, nieces and nephews that live with me too, and like, you know,
yeah,
I mean, it's like,
yeah, and then they still go to the gym every day of their life, yeah.
But, yeah.
And I mean, and if that's what you do, that's great, you know, or like sometimes it's like,
Yeah, that's fine.
And
it's just like, we can't do that.
And I'm stereotyping, actually, but like, if like a guy, and I am a guy, you know, but I'm not like this, but like, you know, they want to look good, or like they're trying to build muscles, like they need to keep going, you know. And like, I mean, and not that a girl can't do that, but that's mostly what I see when I've gone to the gym. I see those types of guys, you know. And like, that's all fine too. They're trying to look a certain way. It might be for what they're doing, like job wise too. Like, you know, they need to either look good or like be strong, you know. So yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Totally get it.
I'm gonna have a 6-pack.
Oh, I'm sure.
That did not sound sincere at all.
Well, I was completely serious, David. Oh. I don't know what you're feeling, but...
Okay, this is... All right, well, let's move on.
You might just be insecure. I don't know.
Anyway, but yeah. Go to the gym. It's good. And go for a walk.
That's our quote for the day. Go to the gym. It's good.
It's good.
It's good. It's just good.
It's good.
It's just good.
Cool. Do you want to mention your thing real quick, and then maybe we do the
Yeah, just real quick. Yeah. So by the way, tomorrow, from when we're recording this, I'm going to Pennsylvania with my mom. And guess what we're doing? We're going for 3 days, and it's like about 5-6 hour drive with like stops, you know.
Yeah.
Like to like the Lancaster area. Just a little background, real quick. Like our family's come to visit there a lot over the years. Just like. For vacationing and stuff. I know it sounds weird, but it's not. Anyway.
No, it's a nice area.
Actually, yeah, I was telling someone that I was going there today, or I was going there, I'm going there this week. I was telling them about today at work. They're like, oh, that sounds so nice. Like, sounds so sweet. I love Amish country, you know, like,
yeah.
All stuff. So anyway, we go, my mom and I, it's become a thing where we go once a year, besides our vacation, to just get pies.
Simply
we literally
pies.
Just go to get pies, and we get like 9 of them, and we freeze like most of them for like holidays.
Yeah,
but then we eat them when we get them too. So
like they freeze them for Christmas, and they last that, like they last till then.
And then because we're there, we get other things too, of course. Yeah. You know, like Chick-fil-A and like,
oh my gosh.
And yeah, I know, right? I'm gonna get Chick-fil-A breakfast, David, and like I've never had Chick-fil-A breakfast.
Oh, that sounds great.
And I'm going to get Chick-fil-A lunch, because, like, I'm doing both. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
not
on the same day.
I was so upset, because when we were going to the concert, where the concert was, there's a Chick-fil-A there. And
why were you upset about that?
Todd was like, oh, we can go. But we were upset because it was Sunday, and they're closed on Sunday.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So,
that sucked.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I get it, though. I mean,
well,
yeah.
It's just...
It's the Lord's Day, David.
No, I understand.
It's Jesus Day.
Jesus. And it's just... the place the concert was is just not a place we would go to any under normal circumstances. Let me just put it that way. So, we should go... What I should do is we should go further north, because they're up there, and we're close enough to, like, Sacramento that, like, we could... Like, we've been wanting to take, like, a trip to Sacramento when my friend gets back.
Just to go to Chick-fil-A.
No, but actually, though. Like, we've been wanting...
actually, though.
We've been wanting to go... We've been wanting to take, like, a day trip to the Sacramento anyway. So, like, we should go to Sacramento and then get Chick-fil-A. Like, that's what we should do. So, yeah.
Yeah, but literally, like, when we go down there, we, like, just get, like, pies and, like, Amish desserts, like, root beer.
Yeah.
Homemade root beer. Homemade everything.
Oh, they have
a
homemade...
go to the smorgasbords, like...
They have a homemade carrot cake. It's so good. Like...
Yeah.
Like, some of the vendor...
Homemade ice cream, homemade pretzels. Like, we're not gonna do all that this trip, but, like, some of it
we're
gonna do.
When I was...
But, like,
when I was...
We go to, like, outlets and, like, we go shopping and stuff like that.
When
but, like,
I was in Europe, you guys went to Pennsylvania while I was gone.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys... you guys got carrot cakes and froze them and waited till I got home so I could eat
them. We put them in freezer bags, like the whole container thing in a freezer bag.
Yeah.
And froze it.
And they froze it, and then, like, I think you put it in the refrigerator to kind of, like, defrost it before I got home. And then when I got home, like, I had a carrot cake, and it was amazing. Like, I had been away for, like, five...
I had a carrot cake, and it was amazing.
I mean, like, I was gone for 5 months, and then I come back to a carrot cake for me. It was great.
From Amish country.
Yeah, it was so great. Oh, man.
We missed you. So, I mean, we were like, hey, carrot cakes, at least we get to do.
I know. I was so happy, too, because, like, and I was telling people, like, in Austria, too. I was like, oh, my gosh, there's carrot cake. And I was telling this, he's Italian. He's from Italy, you know. And he's like, oh, Amish people. And then, and because he was like really excited like about like that. And I was like, oh yeah, like they make like great carrot cake. He's like, oh, I love carrot cake. I was like, you do? I was like, yeah. And it was.
I think you're gonna say he didn't know what it was.
No.
Like, what is carrot cake?
Like, no, he was like really ecstatic about carrot cake and Amish people. It was great.
Well, he's pretty Americanized. Like, that's not true. Completely, but like, you know, you, like he doesn't live here or anything. But no. He's pretty. He knows. I mean, he knows a lot of Americans.
So. Yeah. No. No. No, you're totally right. In fact, he lives in California right now, so.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they...
That actually makes more sense, then.
Him and his brother, they both separately got married, and then they both now live in California, actually. Because both of their wives were originally from California, so.
Well, anyway, yeah. So I'm doing that, and then I'll tell you guys, like, you know, on my page, well, you won't hear this until later, but like obviously, like whoever's already following me will you'll see updates of my trip there with my mom, and yeah
you can, I'll you can tell
update you guys on the podcast when I get back.
Yeah, probably the next podcast you'll talk about it. So
yeah, I mean, it's not like a huge big thing, but if anything really funny happens or like weird gas station stories, I don't know. Like,
and actually, you're probably gonna in the car you're probably gonna have our mom listened to like one of our episodes of the podcast too, which would be fun.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah. Anywho.
So, Mad Libs.
You want to do Mad Lib? Yeah. So, guys. So, today, when this was recorded, I keep saying when this was recorded. But anyway, so when this was recorded,
let me just say it again.
I posted, this is episode 7, and today we're putting out. Like, we're recording episode 7, but we're putting out episode 3.
Yeah.
And up to this point of episode 7, I had been using, like, Mad Libs just randomly offline. Or online. I mean, not offline. Offline, what? why would it be offline?
I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, so I got an actual Mad Lib book. What a concept. So, and I got it on... Yeah, so on, let me see. Well, I got it online, but it's not the same. It's actually like a book that I own. I got it on the Amazon.
Amazon.
Yeah, and it's 125 classic, or over 125 classic. Why'd it say over? I should have a precise number.
Oh my gosh. Abby, move on.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm getting stuck on this. Over 125 classic Mad Lib stories. Best of Mad Libs. It's like 50 years of Mad Libs.
Holy cow.
Actually, it has, maybe I can read them sometime, not today, but it has some samples in the beginning of, like, Mad Libs that other people, that, like, celebrities did.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, like, let me see, one of them is a biography of Steve Carell.
Oh, my gosh.
Biography of Anne Hathaway.
Oh, yes.
biography of Alan Arkin.
I don't know who
it is. Biography of Henry Winkler.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
That's the guy who played Fonzie.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Nice. And then Q&A with AJ McCallaca of Allie and AJ.
No, that's not how you say it. AJ Mishaka or something like that?
Who's it? Wait, why is Allie and AJ sound so familiar?
They were like a popular, Allie particularly was like a Disney Channel star.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, and then AJ's her sister. And then they had a band, Allie and AJ. And actually, side note, they're coming back. They're, like, releasing a new album.
That's why, because I've heard about them recently.
Yeah. Mishaka, that's how you say it, I'm pretty sure.
There's two of them, two Q&As with them.
That's, wow, actually, that's really cool. I'd be interested to hear that.
This thing was only $7. Yeah. It's, like 1 inch thick, too.
Nice. It's like a gold mine.
Yeah, so maybe we can set aside time to, like, read some of those that we wanted to. But... Yeah, for now, we can do one called Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh, good.
So, it's about Little Red Riding Hood, apparently.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready, I think. Go ahead.
Okay, so, color.
Blue.
Yeah, it can be red.
Okay. Little Blue Riding Hood? Sorry, I'm just guessing.
Yeah. Plural noun. I'm not going to tell you, David.
Plural noun. Hats.
Okay, adjective.
Large.
Okay, exclamation. I have one, but I'm not gonna tell you what it is.
Wait, you have an exclamation?
Yeah.
Well, if you want to use it.
No, I'm not gonna tell you what it is.
What?
I'm gonna use it.
Wait, I'm confused.
So I'm gonna use it, but I'm not gonna tell you what it is until like.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I should have clarified.
Okay, so you're filling that in. Okay, cool.
Silly word.
Phalange. I don't know how to spell that.
I think you used that before.
Oh, maybe. It's a nice word.
Okay. Verb past tense.
Oh, I just thought of a different silly word.
What is it?
You could do floopy.
Okay.
Those are both Friends references.
Floopy? What is floopy?
Floopy.
How about flatten for verb past tense?
Wait, sorry, what?
How about flatten?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, flattened. I'm like saying flatten.
Flatten.
Flatten. Okay. There's not that many for this one. See, plural noun.
Boxes.
Okay. Not judging you by saying okay. Verb.
Would fight work? I don't know why I thought of that, but is fight a verb?
Sure.
Yeah, fight.
Yeah. And plural noun. Oh, yeah, another plural noun.
Remotes.
Verb. Collapse.
Okay.
Plural noun is the last one.
Let's see. Stars.
Okay. I don't really remember a little Red Riding Hood very well, so I guess this will be my new story for it.
Something about a wolf and yeah.
Oh yeah, now I remember.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, the wolf. Okay. Okay, so ready?
Yes.
Okay. So Little Red Riding Hood. One day, Little Blue Riding Hood. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Was going through the forest carrying a basket of hats for her grandmother.
Right.
Like you would normally do.
Normally.
Suddenly, she met a big... Wait, is large an adjective? Because I don't think that makes sense. Suddenly, she met a big, large wolf.
Yeah, that makes sense. It just sounds redundant because the other word was big.
Yeah. Suddenly, she met a big, large wolf. Son of a mother, let's go! said the wolf. Where are you going, little floopy? I'm going to my grandmother's house, she said. Then the wolf flattened away. When Miss Riding Hood got to her grandmother's house, the wolf was in bed dressed like her grandmother.
Right.
My grandmother, she said, what big boxes you have. The better to fight with you...
Grandma,
said the wolf. And grandmother, she said, what big remotes you have. The wolf said, the better to collapse with you. And then she said, what big stars you have, grandmother. But the wolf said nothing. He had just died of indigestion from eating grandmother.
What?
Whoa. Oh my gosh! We didn't write that part!
Wow, that got really dark.
Holy crap!
So, yeah, he ate grandma.
Oh my gosh, spoiler alert.
I like how, like, you read that and you just, like, flipped out. You're like, oh my god, this was supposed to be funny.
Holy crap. Oh man, that took a turn. I'm, like, really upset now.
Oh my god. I'm, like, really upset.
Like, I have this, like, feeling in my heart, like, oh, like.
Oh my god. Grandma's just... Wow.
Oh,
I don't know if that's how it happened in the Disney movie. Was there a Disney movie? I don't know.
I don't think there's a Disney movie. I think it's just like a story.
Yeah. I feel like
Disney, like, I don't know.
Might have been like a short or something. I don't know. I don't know if they did a full-blown, like, Little Red Riding Hood, like, Disney movie, you know? Because then Little Red Riding Hood would be like a Disney princess or something, you know? You know what I mean? And she was, yeah. She wasn't a princess. Let's be real.
Yeah, let's be real. She wasn't really, yeah.
Like, that must have been horrifying for Little Red Riding Hood. I'm sorry, Little Blue Riding Hood.
Yeah, right.
This is like the twisted, like, alternate universe version. The little blue Riding Hood.
Well, I mean, little Red Riding Hood wasn't really that great to begin with.
Yeah. I wonder where that story comes from.
I don't know.
It's like one of those weird children's stories, you know?
Or like one of those songs, like Rock-A-Bye Baby.
Oh, yeah. But even like...
Anyway.
Even like some old, like supposedly children's stories have like really weird, like, undertones to them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like Cinderella, that's a pretty dark story, actually. Like the Disney version is very not like what the original story is, you know? It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
But anyway. Well, I think that's our show. Woo!
Woohoo!
Well, thank you guys.
A-woo-hoo!
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 Thank you guys for listening. If you want to follow our show, we are LNLDA Show, LNL Da Show, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And you can search Lemons and Limes. You could probably find us that way. It's also our website, all that good stuff. Tell all your friends, every single one of them, about our show, because it's awesome. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. It's Davey3, I-T-S. D-A-V-I-E 3. I like pause because I wasn't sure if I spelled it's right.
What?
I-T-S-D-A-V-I-E 3. It's Davey 3.
Are you sure about that?
I don't know. You say things now.
Okay. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter as Abigail N. Griffin. A-B-I-G-A-I-L-N as in Naomi. Griffin. G-R-I-F-F-I-N. Yes.
It's fun.
That is it.
It's funny because N actually stands for Naomi, you know.
You said that a lot.
I know. I just think it's funny.
every time.
Every time. Yeah. So we did it. That's an episode. Yeah.
I think we're very tired.
Yeah. It's much later for you. I just realized.
Oh, wait. It's not that late for you. Oh, I forgot.
No,
that.
It's almost 11 for you, I just realized. It's only...
Holy crap.
It's
Why are you keeping me up so late?
I don't...
Jeez, David.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I didn't eat... Although, to be fair, I haven't even eaten dinner yet, so I'm going to do that right after.
Oh, whatever, David.
All right. Anyway. We'll see you guys next
week.
Thank
you. Thanks for listening. Not watching, because we're not saying that like we usually do.
Because it's not true, so...
That's not true.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Trying to remember how I should say it. Same.
Welcome to Lemons and Limes.
Lemons and Limes. Oh my gosh, do you want to introduce the show?
Oh no. Sorry.
Come with like no, just denial.
It's like shriek of like oh no just came out of my mouth like,
like oh no.
Oh no. Like no, I didn't mean it like that. I just been like I don't want to mess it up, but I mean
okay.
I don't know. I can do it.
It's up to you. You don't have to.
No, why don't you do it? Keep it more consistent. Like
okay.